as we are getting ready for the sermon here,
我们听讲道之前,
and as I sat taking communion with you a few minutes ago,
刚才跟大家一起分享圣餐,
God just impressed upon my heart to tell you,
神让我心里面有一个感动,
how much I love FCCCC,
我多么爱你们南康州华人教会,
and what God is doing in your lives and in your church.
神在你们生活中，在你们教会中所做的。
It's always so exciting to see the students who I have known some of for 10 years and how they are growing in their faith and growing up.
我看到这些学生，我十年前就认识他们，看到他们在信心里面成长。
And Hope Church loves your church.
我们 Hope 教会爱南康州华人教会。
We love having you here and partnering with you.
我们非常感恩你们在这儿和我们一起同工。
And you are such amazing partners that when you meet here for church, I come the next day and I have no idea that you were even here. The church is so clean.
你们真是非常奇妙的同工。你们在这边聚会过后，第二天我们甚至不知道有人在这儿聚会过。你们把东西都保管得很好。
So, with all that, let's pray and ask God to be our teacher today as we open His Word.
所以我们一起祷告。
Lord God, we invite you into our lives, into this service today.
主啊，我们邀请你来到我们生命中，也来到我们今天的正道中。
We pray that you might speak to us through your Word and through your Holy Spirit and through me, your servant.
求你借着圣灵，借着你的仆人，亲自对我们讲话。
We thank you, God, for the people you placed in our lives that helped us to find you.
感谢主，你把我们生命中放了很多人，让我们能够认识他们。
And so, Lord, this afternoon, show us how we can be those same kind of people for our friends and family around us.
求你带领我们。让我们知道我们如何能够带领身边的人认识你。
We commit this time to you in Jesus' name.
把时间交在你的手上。
Amen.
Amen.
So I want to talk to you this afternoon about making Jesus known to the people around us.
今天要讲的是怎么样让身边的人知道主耶稣呢？
And chances are none of you would be here today if someone in your life had not introduced you to Jesus.
如果你们生命中没有人带领你们认识主的话，你们今天就不会坐在这儿。
Maybe it was a family member. Maybe it was a friend. Maybe it was someone you knew in university.
也许是一个家人，一个朋友，或者你学校的一个同学曾经带领你认识主。
Perhaps a pastor or a youth pastor.
也许是一个牧师或者一个传道人。
Maybe someone you worked with.
或者说你工作上认识的人。
But as we look for a few minutes at this idea of how we can make Jesus known,
那我们就花几分钟看看我们怎么样能让别人认识主呢？
I want you to picture that person or those people that helped you to find Jesus.
你们现在想一下那些曾经带领你认识主的人。
And I want you to keep them clear in your mind because God calls all of us to be those kinds of people.
当你们脑海中浮现出这些人来，你们要知道，神也希望你变成他们中的一员。
Oftentimes, the Bible uses the term that we who follow Jesus are to be His witnesses.
圣经里面告诉我们，我们信主之人要为主做见证。
A witness is someone who gives testimony to what they have seen, to what they've experienced.
做见证就是把你所知道的讲述给别人听。
If you watch any movies or TV and you see courtroom dramas, you see people testifying who are witnesses.
你们在影视节目里看到在一个法庭的宣判里面有人去作证。
And then the judge or the jury has to decide if they believe those witnesses and if the person on trial is guilty or if they're innocent.
法官和陪审团听到证人的证词。据此来判断他们会不会相信一个人有罪或者无罪。
A number of years ago, I was asked to be on a jury.
几年前我曾经参加过一个陪审团。
The trial we were involved in involved a man whose girlfriend left him, and he became very jealous, and he went and hunted her down, and he beat up her new boyfriend so bad he was severely injured and had to go in the hospital.
His new okay. 他以前审过一个案子，就是说有一个男的，他女朋友跟人跑了，他特别的生气，就把那个女朋友的新男朋友打了一顿。
And for 3 days, we heard different people stand up and give testimony of whether they thought the defendant was guilty or not.
三天的审讯中，有一些人来作证，说他们觉得这人有罪还是无罪。
His defense put on witnesses, and the prosecutor brought their witnesses.
原告和被告都有各自的证人。
We on the jury had to sit and listen and try to discern were these witnesses telling the truth.
作为陪审团的一员，他们就坐在那儿听，然后呢，来判断他们讲的是不是实话。
Did their story line up with the facts which were in the case?
看看他们讲的故事有没有前后矛盾。
And we looked at them and said, "Is that person someone that I would believe? Are they credible?"
他们看着那些证人也会想，这个人可信吗？
Honestly, some of the witnesses that I heard, I believed were telling the truth.
有的人我觉得是可信的。
And some of the other witnesses I heard, I believed were lying.
有的证人呢，我就不太相信。
And I think we should have sent many of them to jail.
所以我想这些人都该进监狱。
As it was, we voted that the defendant was guilty.
他们最后就认为被告是有罪的。
Based on the testimony of credible witnesses, we arrived at that conclusion.
根据那些他们信得过的证人所做的证词。
For a witness to be credible, they need to be believed.
一个证人要想显得可信，他会让人家相信他。
When you look at their life, when you look at the words that come out of their mouth, you're making a decision in your mind. Do I believe what they say?
他的一言一行让人家知道说他说的是正是对的。
And so it is with us when we witness to other people about Jesus.
所以当我们向别人为主做见证的时候，
they will look at our lives. Are we living a life like Jesus would want us to live?
他们也会这样审视我们，说这个人是不是可信的，他的一言一行是不是像主耶稣一样。
And are the things we're telling them about Jesus things that they can understand and that make sense to them?
而且你讲的也要对他们来讲是有意义的，他们能听懂的。
Over the years as a pastor, I have found that there are few things that people feel more inadequate about than sharing their faith with other people.
作为一个牧师，我见证了很多事情，发现有一些事情会阻挠大家来见证。
Making Jesus known to others is a very difficult thing, no matter what age you are, no matter how long you have been a follower of Jesus.
不论你信主多久，在众人面前为主做见证都是一件很困难的事情。
But it is so important that we make Christ known.
但是为主做见证又是一件极其重要的事情。
There are people all over the world who do not know Jesus and who are dying and living eternity without him because they have never had an opportunity to hear about Jesus.
世上有很多人从来没有听到主耶稣的救恩，他们就死在罪中。
So I want to look for a few minutes with you this afternoon at a man who was a witness for Jesus.
所以今天我们就来看一看一个为主做见证人他是怎么讲的。
He was the Apostle Peter.
他是门徒彼得。
We're going to look at two moments in Peter's life.
我们看看彼得生命中的两个时刻。
One when he failed Jesus miserably and he was a horrible witness.
第一个时刻就是当他让耶稣很失望的时候，就是一个非常不好的朋友的时候。
That event took place during Holy Week, the week we are celebrating right now as a church, as Christians.
那个时刻就发生在耶稣受难周，就是我们现在正在经历的。
And the second episode of his life took place sometime later, and we see a whole different Peter, a whole different witness.
第二个时刻就是在晚些时间，我们看到彼得经历了完全不同的一个转变。
So for the first episode, I'd like to invite you to turn to Matthew.
Matthew 26:69-75.
Or you can read it up here.
26章69到75节.
Maybe a little small for you. To set the scene for you.
背景.
Jesus has been doing public ministry for 3 years throughout Jerusalem and all of Galilee.
耶稣已经在耶路撒冷和加利利一带传道三年。
He has taught, he has healed, he has performed miracles.
他教导，他医治，他行神迹。
He has called 12 men to come and be his disciples and follow him, and he's trained them.
他呼召了12个人做他的门徒，并且亲自训练他们。
And now he has entered the city of Jerusalem with his disciples, coming to celebrate the Passover feast that the Jews would celebrate.
此时他带领门徒来到耶路撒冷来庆祝逾越节。
As he comes into the city, thousands of people pour out on the streets and they greet him and praise him. They put palm branches down on the ground in front of him and they shout, Hosanna!
他一进城，成千上万的人就出来迎接他，大声地喊着“何塞纳”，并且把棕榈树枝铺在他的脚下，迎接他的到来。
When the day of the Passover feast comes, we find Jesus in an upper room with his disciples.
当逾越节到来的时候，耶稣和他的门徒一起吃饭。
First, he gets up from the table he's at, and he goes and he washes each of their feet, and completely shocks them by this.
耶稣一开始就站起来，亲自打水给他的门徒洗脚，这个让他的门徒十分的震惊。
But he is modeling servanthood, and he says, "Now you go and serve one another as I have served you."
他正在以身作则教导他们如何服侍，并且嘱咐他们以后也要如此的服侍他人。
And then, in the middle of the meal, he stands up and says, "Truly, I tell you, one of you here will betray me."
在吃饭当中，他告诉门徒说：“你们当中的一个将要背叛我。”
And he knew already in his mind that one of the disciples, Judas, was going to betray him into the hands of the authorities.
他已经知道是犹大会将出卖他。
Then he said, "And also, one of you here will deny me. You'll deny that you even know me."
他还说，你们中间的一个将要去不认我，并且不认我三次。
And he says to Peter, "Peter, you are that person."
他就告诉彼得说，你就是那个不认我的人。
Peter vehemently denies it. "Oh no, Lord, I will never deny you, no matter what happens."
彼得极力否认说，怎么会是我呢？绝对不会是我。
Then later on that night, Jesus takes bread and wine, and he serves it to the disciples, and he begins what we just celebrated here today, called communion or the Lord's Supper.
当天晚上，主耶稣就掰饼，并且把他的饼和杯分给门徒。这就是我们刚才的仪式，圣餐的仪式。
Following that, they leave the upper room and they journey across Jerusalem to a place called the Garden of Gethsemane, a beautiful garden where Jesus went to pray.
用完以后，他们就起身到克西马尼园。
While he's there praying, the guards come and arrest him.
耶稣在克西马尼园祷告的时候，军兵来了，把他抓到。
The disciples all flee in fear.
他门徒都吓跑了。
All except Peter, who follows at a distance.
只有彼得远远地跟着。
Jesus is taken to one of the Jewish leaders, and he's put on trial there.
耶稣被带到犹太人的总部，然后呢，接受审判。
And while he is being tried, Peter is waiting outside, and this is the scene we drop in on in Matthew 26.
当耶稣在里面被审判的时候，彼得在屋外观看。
It says, "Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came up to him and said, 'You also were with Jesus the Galilean.'"
彼得在外面院子里坐着，有一个使女前来说，你素来也是同那加利利人耶稣一伙的。
But he denied it before them all, saying, I do not know what you mean.
彼得在众人面前却不承认说，我不知道你说的是什么。
And when he went out to the entrance, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders, This man was with Jesus of Nazareth.
既出去到了门口，又有一个使女看见他，就对那里的人说，这个人也是同拿撒勒人耶稣一伙的。
And again he denied it with an oath, I do not know the man.
彼得又不承认，并且起誓说，我不认得那个人。
After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, Certainly you are one of them, for your accent betrays you.
过了不多的时候，旁边站着的人前来对彼得说，你真是他们一党的，你的口音把你露出来了。
And then he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, I do not know the man. And immediately the rooster crowed.
彼得就发咒起誓地说，我不认得那个人，立时鸡就叫了。
And Peter remembered the saying of Jesus, Before the rooster crows, you will deny me.
彼得想起耶稣所说的话，鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我。
And Peter went out and wept bitterly.
他就出去痛哭。
Peter had his highs and lows in life with Jesus.
彼得和耶稣一起的时候，经历了他的高峰和低谷。
Jesus called him and his brother Andrew from being fishermen. He said, Come and follow me. And they left their boats and they followed Jesus.
耶稣呼召彼得和他的弟弟安德鲁来跟从他。这个两兄弟立刻就放下手里面的跟从耶稣。
One night they were all in a boat together, all the disciples, but Jesus was not with them and they saw him coming to them in the middle of the night walking on the water.
还有一个晚上他们在船上不见耶稣，突然发现耶稣从水上走了过来。
They were all frightened to death, but Peter cried out, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you.
大家都很害怕，只有彼得说，主啊，如果是你的话，你让我来找你。
And Jesus called to Peter to come, and Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water himself.
耶稣就让彼得也到水上来走，彼得就走到水上了。
Later, Jesus was asking all of his disciples, Who do people say that I am? Who do you think I am?
过后，耶稣问大家：“你们觉得我是谁？”
They put forth many different ideas, and then Peter said, "You are the Christ. You are the Son of the Living God."
门徒里面说什么的都有，只有彼得说：“你是神的儿子，你是基督。”
Peter was the only one of the disciples to identify who Jesus really was.
彼得是门徒里面中唯一认得耶稣是基督的。
Jesus blessed him for that.
而且耶稣祝福了他。
Later, while Jesus is telling the disciples that he will have to suffer and die for the sins of mankind, Peter rebukes him.
后来耶稣告诉他们说，他要为了人类的罪要去受苦，要死。彼得甚至责备他。
He says, No, Lord, you can't do that.
彼得说，不行，你不能这样做。
But Jesus knew this was God's plan, and so he sharply rebukes Peter with the words, Get behind me, Satan.
耶稣知道这是神带领他经历的，所以他甚至对彼得很不客气说，撒旦退下。
Many highs and lows in Peter's life with Jesus.
所以我们看到彼得跟随耶稣的过程当中有很多高山和低谷。
He lived in the town of Capernaum, which was Jesus' home base near Galilee.
彼得是加百农的人，他是耶稣传道的一个中心。
Jesus often lived in Peter's house.
而且耶稣在彼得家里面住了很多次。
Peter was one of Jesus' closest friends.
彼得是耶稣最亲密的朋友之一。
How much do you think it must have hurt Peter to have Jesus tell him that he would actually deny him?
你们想想，这样一个人，耶稣怎么会对他说，你要否认我，不认我？
And then after declaring that he would never deny Jesus, how much more do you think it hurt Peter when he actually did deny him?
当彼得自认为他永远也不会不认耶稣的时候，他确实这样做了。
He didn't do it once, he didn't do it twice. He denied him three different times.
彼得不仅仅不认耶稣一两次，他不认耶稣有整整三次。
Why did Peter hide his faith?
为什么彼得会想要隐瞒他的信仰呢？
Why do we hide our faith from others around us sometimes?
为什么有时候我们也对众人隐瞒自己的信仰呢？
I think there are four things going on in Peter that also happen to us that cause us to want to keep our faith a secret and to not make Jesus known like he's called us to do.
我想就像彼得一样，我们身上有四点阻挡我们去为耶稣做见证。
The first is that Peter was uncertain.
第一是彼得没有信心。
He thought the Messiah, the Savior from God, would come and free the nation from the Romans.
彼得以为弥赛亚来到是来救他们脱离罗马人的统治。
And here's Jesus being arrested and about to be crucified.
但是此时耶稣却被罗马人抓住，而且要被钉死。
Even though Peter believed earlier that Jesus was God, at this point in time, he must have wrestled with the thought, is he really the one? Was I wrong?
虽然在此之前彼得知道耶稣是弥赛亚，但是当这些事情发生的时候，彼得他却有点糊涂了，说我是不是错了？
Perhaps you've had that experience of looking at something where you believe so much of Christianity, and then all of a sudden you're confronted with a question or a truth, and you say, I have some doubts about that. I'm not sure.
也许你也曾经经历过类似的情形，你曾经深信不疑的一些基督教的事情，但是当某些事情发生的时候，让你产生了怀疑。
It may be comments from a friend, a TV special you watch, a book you read.
也许是一些电视节目，一个友人的一些讲的一些话，来动摇你。
And all of a sudden we let our doubt create uncertainty, and because we're uncertain, we don't want to tell others about Jesus.
所以因为这个疑心产生了不确定，因为这个不确定，你就不太愿意向人去做见证了。
Second thing going on for Peter is he was unnerved, he was fearful.
第二点就是彼得没有勇气，没有足够的勇气，他有一点害怕。
Peter feared for his life with very good reason.
彼得他当时害怕是有原因的。
Each of the people that approached him identified him as having been with Jesus, of being one of Jesus' followers.
每一个前来质问他的人都说，哎，你跟耶稣是一伙的。
And the Romans were known to be brutally cruel to anyone who opposed them.
当时的罗马政权被公认是非常残忍的，如果有人反对他们，他们绝不手软。
Peter no doubt feared that Jesus was about to die, but also that he was in grave danger himself of losing his life for being a Christian, a Christ follower.
彼得觉得当时耶稣马上就要被处死了，他自己也深陷危险之中。
In my experience, every person who follows Jesus deals with fear about telling people that we're a Christian.
据我所知，每一个跟随主的人都经历过去传福音之前的那种恐惧。
Chances are most of you, like myself, have not been forced to admit our faith with the threat of death hanging over us if we don't.
其实大家跟我一样，我们在承认自己的信仰之前，并没有受到过什么死亡威胁。
There are places in the world, and I have met people who live in those places who follow Jesus, where they do so at the risk of their own life if they were found out to be Christians.
但是我知道世界上有很多地方，人们确实是冒着生命危险来承认自己的信仰的。
But we have many other fears.
但是我们有很多别的恐惧。
We fear when we tell someone we're a Christian, what will they think of me?
我们害怕我们一旦说出来自己的信仰，别人会怎么看我们呢？
They will look at me and go, "Oh, I thought you were intelligent."
他们会觉得，哎，我以为你挺聪明啊。
Or are you one of those fanatics?
原来你是个傻子。
Or you must be like this or like that, and that they will make assumptions about us.
我们很怕别人会对我们有一些偏见、成见。
We fear that if we tell someone about Jesus, they may have questions about our faith that we can't answer.
我们还害怕，我们一旦承认自己的信仰，别人会问一些问题，我们无法回答的。
We fear becoming looking like a fool.
我们很怕在人面前显得像个傻子一样。
I can almost guarantee you that every one of you at some point in time has been afraid of telling others about Jesus.
我肯定我们当中每个人都经历过这种恐惧。
And I can tell you that because every pastor I know, every great evangelist of the world has also had those same fears, and so did Peter.
为什么我知道呢？因为每一个传道人，每一个去传福音的人，都像彼得一样经历过同样的恐惧。
And because of our fear, rather than letting the light of Jesus shine, we keep it hidden under a basket.
就是因为这个恐惧。我们没有让主耶稣的光照在世上，而是把它藏在一个斗里面。
Maybe we sneak around to church, hope nobody knows.
好像我们悄悄地来到教会，生怕被人看见。
Peter was uncertain, he was unnerved. Thirdly, he was unprepared.
彼得他没有这个信心，他也没有这个勇气，他也没有好好的准备。
After all that he had been through that day, he followed Jesus into this courtyard. I think the last thing he ever expected was to be challenged about whether he was a follower of Jesus or not.
他经历了那样一天以后，他悄悄地跟着耶稣来到这个院子里面，他没有想到会被人来质问。
And he didn't know enough yet to know how the story was going to end.As far as he saw, Jesus was about to die, and that might be the end of it.
他也不知道事情会怎么样结局，因为他想的是耶稣马上就要死了，就完了。
Sometimes when we talk to others about our faith, it may be our decision, and we pray about it, and we look for an opportunity, and we get ready for it. We know it's going to happen at a certain point.
我们有的时候传福音，我们祷告，我们想可以时机成熟了。可以讲了。
But many other times it happens when we least expect it in a conversation or an opportunity that God may give us.
但是神经常让这个传福音的机会突然的就来了，我们甚至没有准备好。
You're at work, you're at school, you're at the gym, and all of a sudden you have a conversation with someone and they start asking questions about faith.And you all of a sudden see this great opportunity to let them know who Jesus is.
在公司、在学校、在健身房里面聊着聊着，突然就有一个好机会，可以让你为主做见证。
A number of years ago, I took my daughter to buy a car.
好几年前，我带我女儿去买车。
I'd bought a few cars over the years, and so I knew how much I hated going to car dealerships and dealing with car dealers.And salesmen.
我买过好几辆车，所以我知道去跟那个卖车的人打交道是很烦的。
The minute you walk on the car lot, they descend upon you like fleas on a dog.
你一走进那个车行，这些人就像跳蚤粘在狗身上一样，就过来了。
And they try to convince you with all of their arguments and their fast talk about why you should buy their cars.
所以他们就不停地劝你，让你想买。
They want to get all of your information so they can call you up and email you and bug you forever.
而且不断地向你要通讯方式，他们好之后来烦你。
Finally, they sit down and they go, "Oh, you know, let me see. I've got to go talk to my manager, and I'll come back and see what kind of a great deal we can give you."
等你最后要买的时候，他们又坐下来说，哎呀，这个我得跟我的经理谈一谈，看看他怎么讲。
So I knew all this, and I hated going to car lots, but I had to do this for my daughter.
我知道这些套路，所以我很讨厌去跟他们打交道，但是因为给我女儿买车，不得不去。
Well, we got on there and we found a guy that I actually kind of liked.Who was a car salesman, unbelievably or not.
可那天突然碰到一个很可爱的这个卖车的人。
He didn't pressure us, and he worked with us, and we found the car we wanted, and I began to sign the paperwork with him.
他没有使什么技巧，然后呢，他们看到一辆比较中意的车要买的时候。
In the middle of it, he looked and he goes, "Oh, you're a pastor."
他们填表的时候，那个卖车的人说，哎，你是牧师吗？
Usually when people say that, whatever comes out of their mouth next is not good.
通常当人们这么说的时候，下面他们就说不出什么好的。
I always have this, oh no, now what are they going to think? Now what are they going to say?
所以牧师就有点紧张说，他还想说什么。
But he said, you know what, I've got some questions, maybe we could talk.
没想到那人说，我有很多问题，没准你能解答一下。
He said, I've been reading these Christian books, and it fascinates me, and I really want to know more information, and you're the first Christian I've ever met.
他竟然说，我最近读了一些关于基督教信仰的书，有一些疑问，没有人能够倾诉，也许你可以给我讲一讲。
And so at the most unlikely time, in a most unlikely place, I got to sit down and help explain Christianity to this car salesman.
所以在一个最不可能的时候，最不可能地点，我竟然坐下跟这个卖车的人讲起了福音。
We need to be prepared, and oftentimes the reason we don't share things is it comes at us so quickly, we don't know what to say, we don't know what to do.
所以我们要时常准备，时刻准备着，因为不知道什么时候机会就来了。
The fourth thing that hurt Peter was he was unaccompanied. He was alone. He was all by himself.
彼得的第四个缺陷就是没有人陪伴他。
He was used to having the disciples with him and almost always having Jesus with him, and here he was outnumbered and alone.
以前他都是跟门徒在一起，跟主耶稣在一起，突然这个晚上他是一个人。
This was a low time in Peter's life.
这是彼得生命中一个最低谷的时期。
It was a needy time in Jesus' life where he needed his friend to be faithful.
那也是主耶稣最需要朋友支持的时刻。
And Peter denied him and failed him.
然而彼得不认他。
But that's not the end of Peter's story.
但是彼得的故事并没有结束。
That's not the end of your story or my story.
也不是你的故事也没有结束，我的故事也没有结束。
You may have opportunities throughout the week at work or school or in your neighborhood or with family to help point someone to Jesus.
也许整个一周你都有机会带你的家人、朋友、邻居认识耶稣。
Sometimes we hide our faith, and sometimes maybe we step forward and lovingly and boldly share it.
有的时候我们隐瞒自己的信仰，有的时候却又能够去勇敢地把它讲出来。
If you flip ahead a few books and a few months with me to Acts chapter 2.
我们往后看，过了几个月，在《使徒行传》第二章。
We're going to see a very different Peter.
我们看到一个完全不同的彼得。
A very different witness.
非常不同的见证。
Much has happened between Peter's denial and this point.
几个月过去了，彼得不认主之后，有几个月过去了。
Jesus was tried, he was crucified, he was buried, and he has already risen from the dead at this point.
这期间，耶稣被钉死在十字架上，他复活升天。
He has appeared to Peter and all the disciples, as well as 400 other eyewitnesses that saw him as the risen Christ.
他向彼得和其他门徒显现，并且显现在400个人面前。
And then he ascended to heaven. He left earth to go back to heaven with God his Father, and he left the disciples in charge of making him known to the world.
然后耶稣就在众人眼前升上高天，和天父在一起。他把他的门徒留下来，交给他们一个重大的使命，就是把福音传到地极。
The book of Acts tells that story of how Jesus' followers began to make him known, how the church began to grow.
使徒行传讲的就是这些门徒怎样在地上传讲福音，建立教会的。
In Acts 2, it says that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, who he had promised, God's Spirit, to come in and live in the disciples.
使徒行传第二章开始讲到耶稣他曾经应许的圣灵来了，降在众人身上。
And when he does that, the Holy Spirit comes and takes the form of tongues of fire.
当圣灵降临的时候，是有火焰的舌头一样的降在众人身上。
And causes Jesus' disciples to start speaking in foreign languages that they never knew before.
那些使徒受了圣灵以后，就开始用外国的语言讲话。
Some of the people listening to this are astounded. Others think that the disciples are all drunk because they're speaking in all of these different languages.
听到这些讲这些的人，有一部分人非常的震惊，有一部分人觉得这些门徒是喝醉了。
Then in Acts 2, beginning in verse 14, Peter boldly stands up and addresses the large crowd that is gathered around them.
第二章中间，彼得勇敢地站了起来，高声地向众人讲。
First, he tells them that they're not drunk because it's only 9 o'clock in the morning.
他第一件事讲的就是说，这些人不是喝醉了，因为那个时候刚刚上午十一点。
Then he quotes a prophecy from the prophet Joel in the Old Testament.
然后他从旧约里面引用了约珥所说的一段话。
Showing that God had promised that he would send signs to authenticate the Holy Spirit and Jesus himself.
证明神他在旧约里面就应许他将要把圣灵浇灌在人身上为他做见证。
And then he goes on, and I'm going to read actually verse 22 to 24.
我们读22节到24节，使徒行传第二章。
Peter says this, he says, Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know.
彼得说，以色列人呐，请听我的话。神借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能、奇事、神迹，将他证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。
He says, this man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross.
他既按着神的定义先见被交于人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him.
神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
Peter has essentially at this point told the people about Jesus, about who he was, and how God had shown how he was divine.
彼得就向众人讲述主耶稣基督到底是谁，神在他身上做的事情到底是怎么回事。
Then as Peter goes on to explain more, he comes to the point in verse 37, where he says this.
在三十七节讲到。
When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what must we do?
众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。
This promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all who call upon the name of the Lord our God will call.
就必领受所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所召来的。
It says, and with many words he warned them, and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation.
彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说，你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。
And those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3000人。
At this point, the disciples were a group of 12 men because they'd replaced Judas.
这个时候，门徒还是12人，因为他们又选了一个人代替犹大。
And a few other women who had followed Jesus.
还有几个妇女。
Maybe there were about 20 or 25 of them.
大概有20到25个人吧。
Far less than the number of people in this room right now.
比现在坐在这个会堂里的人要少多了。
Could you imagine if we held an outreach event And the gospel was preached, and 3,000 people accepted Christ and began to come to your church.
你们能想象吗？就你们这些人去做一个传福音的一个活动，可以让3000人信主。
That is quick church growth.
那是教会增长的太快了。
This is an amazing turnaround from Peter, the one who denied he even knew Jesus and was hiding his faith.
这是一个神奇的转变，彼得从不认耶稣到在众人面前勇于为他做见证。
To Peter, a bold witness who not only talks to an individual person, he shares his faith with a whole crowd of thousands of people.
彼得他一个人就站在几千人面前为主做见证。
And he does so convincingly that many, many of them come to follow Jesus.
而且他的话如此的有力，很多很多人都信了。
We can be that kind of witness too.
我们也可以做这样的见证。
Rather than being uncertain and unprepared, there's four things that we can take with us today to be better witnesses for Christ.
我们与其不信，没有信心，没有准备。我们可以做更好的准备。
The first is to be overwhelmed by grace.
这个关键就是第一，我们要被救恩降服。
That God has forgiven our sin, that the holy God of heaven has said, I love you so much, no matter what you've done, if you believe in me, I will forgive you.
坐在高天圣洁的主，他竟然对我们说，他是如此的爱我们，不论我们犯了什么罪，他都愿意原谅。
The Apostle Paul called himself the chief of sinners, and yet he did so much to preach Jesus because he wanted other people to experience the same forgiveness and grace that he had.
另外一个大的使徒保罗，他就称自己为罪魁，但是他还是可以为神做美好的见证。
Second thing for us to be an effective witness is to be overflowing with the Holy Spirit.
我们要为神做更好的见证，我们还要被圣灵充满。
This great passage in Acts 1:8, Jesus says this before he ascends to heaven.
使徒行传第一章八节，耶稣在他升天之前讲到。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
他说圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Not a lot of uncertainty there.
没有任何的不确定。
Jesus says, if you become a Christian, you will receive the Holy Spirit.
耶稣告诉我们，如果你信主，你就会得到圣灵。
And when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will be my witnesses.
当你得到圣灵，你就会为他做见证。
Each one of us today is a witness for Jesus.
我们在座的每一位都是主耶稣的证人。
We're either a secret witness or an effective witness.
我们要么就是一个隐藏的证人，要么就是一个非常有力的证人。
But the key is that God is doing it through us.
关键是神通过我们做这些事情。
When you walk into a situation,where you're trying to help someone come to know Jesus, it's not up to you, it's up to the Holy Spirit working through you.
当你遇到某些人，你要带他们信主的时候，不是你做的工作，而是主通过圣灵，通过你身体来做的这件事情。
Our job is to pray, to look for opportunities, to have courage.
我们所能做的是祷告，求神给我们机会，给我们勇气。
Leads us to the third thing for us to be bringing into witnessing, and that is overcoming fear.
第三个关键是我们要战胜恐惧。
Peter quivered and hid in fear. He hid his faith.
因为彼得战惊恐惧，他隐瞒了自己的信仰。
But the early disciples experienced the power of God as Peter did in his life after Jesus had sent the Holy Spirit.And it gave them confidence.
但是当圣灵降临以后，彼得和其他的使徒都经历了非常不一样的这种过程。
We may all be afraid of being rejected or being ridiculed for our faith or not knowing enough.
我们都害怕因为自己的信仰会被人家蔑视，被人家嘲笑。
But God is telling us, my perfect love for you will overcome your fear.
但是神告诉我们，他对我们完全的爱会帮助我们战胜恐惧。
There were two words that Jesus most commonly told people whenever he would meet them.
每当耶稣去跟他的使徒在一起的时候，他会说一句话。
Those words were "fear not."
他说不要怕。
The Bible tells us over and over that God did not intend us to live in fear.
圣经不断地告诉我们，神不想让我们生活在恐惧当中。
You have the power of God in your life if you've got Jesus in your life.
当你生命中有耶稣的时候，你就有神的大能。
Let the joy of the Lord be your strength.
让主耶稣，让我们以神为乐，让神成为我们的力量。
And then lastly, Peter and we need to become over-prepared to share Jesus with others.
最后一点，我们要充分的准备来为主做见证。
Most of you here are either in school or have gone to school somewhere for higher education.
在座的各位可能正在接受教育，或者已经接受了好多年的教育。
I remember when I would get ready to take finals, or when I had to do a final dissertation to get my degree, I would study so hard I would over-prepare.
我还记得以前在期末考试之前，或者在写 paper 写论文之前，我会非常认真的准备。
I didn't know what questions were going to be on the test. I didn't know what I was going to be asked, so I wanted to be ready and prepared.
不知道考试中会有什么题目，所以我就尽量的多准备。
And Peter himself gives us this last great word of encouragement for Christians today in 1 Peter 3:15.
彼得他自己告诉我们一句话，在彼得前书三章十五节。
But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect.
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中所盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
I can imagine as Peter wrote these words that he thought back to that night by the fire.
我可以想象，当彼得写这句话的时候，他想到自己不认主的那一夜。
He thought how he wasn't prepared.
他想到自己曾经如此的没有准备好。
He thought about how his fear took over and he lied about even knowing Jesus.
他回想自己当初的一些恐惧。
He thought about that rooster crowing and then remembering that Jesus had predicted exactly what he would do.
他想到听到鸡叫的时候，他怎么样想到耶稣曾经告诉他，他要三次不认主。
So Peter writes from his heart here in this verse.
所以彼得是从心里面深处来写这句话的。
Be prepared to give an answer.
做好准备回答众人。
We prepare ourselves by reading and studying the Bible.
我们怎样做准备？我们通过读圣经，学习圣经。
Coming to church, coming to Bible studies, coming to small groups.
我们来教会，来参加团契，参加查经。
By being a person of prayer.And walking closely with God throughout each day, whenever He gives you an opportunity to share Him.
通过祷告以神同行，来知道神给我们的机会。
To make sure that you're not out there by yourself alone, that you're connected with other Christians as part of the body of Christ.
通过与其他的基督徒肢体连结，这样我们就不孤单。
These are the best ways that we can be prepared for God to use us.To make Jesus known to others.
这些是我们自己做好准备的最好的办法。
We have opportunities almost every day to pray for someone, to invite them to church, to ask them questions or talk to them about our faith.
我们每天都有机会能够为某人祷告，能够带他们来教会，邀请他们参加教会的活动。
And I want to close this.Time with asking you this question: How are you making Jesus known in your life to the people around you?
So, 今天讲到结束的时候，我想问大家，你怎么样能够把耶稣来 显明给众人呢？
So let's pray together and ask God to be with us as we do this.
我们一起来祷告，求神帮助我们。
Lord God, we again thank you for those that have made you known to us in our lives.
主啊，感谢你，让我们知道生命中，有人能够带领我们认识你。
We remember how they taught us, how they explained things to us, how they lived their life for you and showed us what it's like to be a Christian.
我们想到他们如何给我们教导，如何以身作则，让我们看到一个属你的人的方式。
And Lord, we admit today that it is intimidating to think that you're calling us to be witnesses for you.
我们今天在这聚集，我们有一点觉得惴惴不安，因为我们知道你也呼召我们去做同样的事情。
So many of us think that we don't know what to say, and we fear what would happen if we do speak about our faith.
因为我们好多人不知道该怎样去讲，我们也害怕，我们一旦说出自己的信仰，别人会怎么看我们。
So Lord, would you help us to have your courage? Would you show us how to prepare for every situation to be a witness for you?
主啊，求你给我们勇气，也带领我们做好准备。
Use us even this week, God, at work, at school, or in the people in our family, that we could make you known to people that are far from you.
在下一周的时间里，在工作中、学习中、家庭中，给我们机会，让我们能够带领人认识你。
And we ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣基督的名求，阿门。